Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 7th, and the whole week ahead. A massive aspect, and it really is. With the Sun conjunct Pluto in your sign, this is hugely transforming and personally empowering. But it can also be very dangerous because you've got so much power. It's like holding an atom bomb in your hands, which means that you can blast the bad things from your life, but in doing so, could you self-destruct? And that's why over the next few weeks, it's time to change your life, but you need to be psychologically geared up to it. And here's your Sunday stars. As I said yesterday, with Sun conjunct Pluto, it's powerful. It's very empowering. You're equipped to do so many things you wouldn't necessarily be able to do in other ways. Read all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. This is life-changing. Sun conjunct Pluto in the first house, and it means your life can change in so many ways. A powerful, powerful aspect. And make sure that it's good in your hands and you don't overreach yourself. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Gemini and squared to both Venus and Neptune. There's always a touch of the unreal with this. We can all kid ourselves under this particular aspect. And you've got to be very careful now that somebody doesn't spin you a yarn, or more likely you do it to somebody else. And with Sun conjunct Pluto, which is a very karmic aspect, which means that basically what comes around goes around, you've got to be very careful what you do and make sure it's above board. And here's your Tuesday stars. A blast of an aspect. It's the Sun in your sign squaring Uranus in Aries, and you've got to be very wary of this because it really is out of control. If it's not you, then somebody else in your life may be out of control. And with Sun conjunct Pluto, all kinds of merry hell can break loose unless you keep control. Psychologically, it means that you need to be on top of a situation. But it also means that you need to be very aware of the power that you wield. And here's your Wednesday stars, probably the best of all the aspects this week. It's Mars and Pluto linked together, and it's good because it channels energy, and that's what you must do now. Channel your energy towards the thing or things that really matter. Because all kinds of areas of your life now may well be under attack from other people, from other situations, even from yourself. Remember that self-destruct button. It's time to take charge and know what it is you want to do. It's empowering. And here's your Thursday stars. Sun squares Jupiter, Sun being in your sign. There's a full moon in Cancer. Mercury moves into your sign. Wow, there's all kinds of things happen and you'll feel it. There'll be some good things coming your way and some things you need to deflect or deal with. But the important thing is to take one thing at a time and don't try to do too much too quickly. If you do that, then you will come out with a glittering prize at the end. If you don't, then you'll come out of the whole situation with what might have been. And here's your Friday stars. Yesterday, Mercury moved into your sign, which is good. And slowly but surely, your mind will get back together again and you can start to deal with questions or decisions or choices that's very important to you. Don't rush. Remember, you've got some very heavy aspects around you at the moment which are set to change your life. And the last thing you need to do is make a rash decision or allow someone to make it for you, only to find that in the end, you end up carrying the can. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.